your blood-bought gift. Today we claim.
Sanctify today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.
Hello everyone, I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Saturday evening show, and it is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and I'm glad to be here, and I hope everyone has had a good, Friday night and Saturday. I have, and let's see, we have Sister Sharon here. Hello, Sharon.
Yes. Hi, Chaplain John. And I had a very good day Friday and good prayer time Friday night. Excuse me, here with my voice. And a very good day today. And looking forward to tonight all day long.
Sister Sharon, without getting into any names and everything, that was Friday was kind of a wild time. Ministering to that woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was way out there. That was
Yeah.
Wow. I've been still thinking about that from after praying with her.
Yep. It was something else. It really was.
Yeah. And I think she got, I think there was a big breakthrough.
Good.
In praying
good.
With her. Okay, now, Sister Kathy, do you second the Friday prayer?
I did. It was very, very nice.
Okay. And then I had a very nice time on Pastor Ernie's show.
Great.
We've broken the prayer time up into two parts. One is for the country and President Trump's protection. And then the other is for salvation of all our listeners. And the Lord has me preaching their salvation. It's really Luke 4:18.
There you go.
Yeah. And yeah. When we finished, he said, "Did very good." He said, "That was very good preaching. Very good. Thank you." I said, "Thank you, Pastor." But so he's picking up on it, you know, what I'm doing. I'm preaching not only the death of Christ, but the resurrection of him.
Yes.
So, all right. So, Sister Sharon and Sister Kathy, both of you are doing good. And then, then we have, this should be Gigi and Randy. Hello?
Yes, we are here and looking forward to tonight. Blessings to you, everyone.
Okay.
Amen.
And then Paula Jean is here. Hello, Paula Jean.
Good evening. We're looking forward to whatever you have.
Okay. And then we have Sister Rita. Hello, Rita.
Hi,
hello,
Rita.
Chaplain John. Hello, everyone.
And hey,
Chaplain
Rita.
John. And Chaplain John, I'd like you to know that I am praying. I try to remember to pray for you every Friday while you are on Pastor Ernie's show.
Oh.
And I'm so glad that it's going. I'm so glad to hear that it's going so well for you on being on this radio show. So
yeah, are you able to listen to it?
I tried one time and I just got frustrated. So I didn't try again. I didn't know, not really. But I did try once to try to listen to it.
Well, thank you for praying. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have Brother Charles here.
Hey, Chaplain. How you doing?
Good. It was a good day.
Good.
It was a good day.
Good.
And
looking forward to it.
All right. Okay. So let me get over here. Hang on. Oh, okay. There's always little nuances you got to do here behind the scenes. And here we go. So what I did was I went back to my old standby here, Oral Roberts, and it's a speech in Tacoma, Washington, 1956. That's vintage Oral Roberts. I'm going to call him Earl. Oral Roberts. And he's quite something. That younger Oral Roberts was quite a preacher. Quite a preacher. And I did look. Now, Sister Kathy, you sent me another one of D.L. Moody, right?
I sure did.
Okay. And he's dressed like D.L. Moody, right?
Yes.
But do you see what's behind him?
The name D.L. Moody?
No. There's electric guitars and all the modern music.
Well, you have to use your imagination.
I just couldn't. I mean, we're looking at someone from 1880 and behind them is all this modern musical equipment.
Well, I'll tell you what you did. You cut your nose off to spite your face because it was the greatest, most awesome lead-in to First John. I mean, he encapsulated everything about love and law. But anyway, that's fine. There's no electric guitar behind Oral Roberts, I promise you.
Uh-huh. Now, I didn't say I'm not going to use D.L. Moody again, I'm just saying when I looked at it and I saw him the way he was dressed and all, and then there is
An anachronism.
Yeah. He was jettisoned, 100 years more than that, into the future. Okay. So we'll listen to Oral Roberts again, and then the last hour I really would like to spend in prayer about the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What happened politically is like, in a way, supercharged me for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because if the Lord can do what he did politically, and then that was such an answer to prayer, and we've been crying out for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it's got to be coming, Sister Kathy.
It has to. It's got to be.
Hey, Chaplain?
Yes, Brother Charles.
Sorry to interrupt. Did you see where Biden gave Soros an award today?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yes.
Well, that spoke volumes. I mean, you don't even have to, like, speculate it anymore. Or there it is, you know? So I was...
Yes, sir.
It's out in the open. Okay. Oral Roberts Crusade, Tacoma, Washington, 1956. And here we go.
Here, in the city of Tacoma, Washington, where the summers are cool and the winters mild, the giant tent cathedral of Oral Roberts has been
built. Wow, look at the size of that.
Another stop in the Reverend Roberts' worldwide campaign to win souls for Christ. Reverend Roberts was invited to the city of Tacoma by pastors of sponsoring churches. One of several documentary films, Tacoma area, it was not rehearsed nor prearranged in any way. The title of tonight's sermon is Christ's Mastery Over Fear and the Fearful.
Jesus, And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my happy privilege and pleasure to present the man that God has raised up with a message for your deliverance, the Reverend Oral Roberts. Oral, our good friend, United States Congressman Thor C. Tollefson is here. I know you'd like to meet him. He's a real friend of our work, Congressman Tollefson. Let's give him a welcome as he
wonderful,
comes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to see you.
Well, Oral, it's wonderful to see you again.
I believe the last time I saw you was in Washington, D.C., in your office.
That's right, and I was happy to have you come in and visit with me.
You know, I presented our problems to you, and you gave some very fine advice to me, and I took it, and now we're on a great number of television stations over the country.
And may I say that I've watched a great many of them, Oral, with a tremendous amount of satisfaction, thrilled with the knowledge that more and more people are coming to the realization and the understanding that in this old world of ours, torn by conflict and confusion and contention, that the problems of that old world are not going to be solved by the wisdom of man alone, but only through the faith, their faith in God through whom all wisdom flows.
I believe that.
Or may he bless your work and continue to bless it in the years to come.
Thank you and God bless you. Let's give him a real hand. Now, please, would you turn with me to the Gospel of Luke chapter 8. I wish to read one verse, Luke 8:50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Now, I want to speak to you on Christ's mastery over fear and the fearful. You know, fear is the first thing we feel when we come up against something that we cannot cope with. When we get in trouble, or we get in danger, the first thing we feel is fear. One of the most fascinating experiences that Christ had with fear was with Jairus. Now, Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue, and he had a little daughter that became very ill and eventually reached the point of death when she was only 12 years old. He ran up to Christ and said, "Lord, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. Come and lay thy hands upon her that she may be healed and live." About that time, a servant from Jairus' home rushed up and cried, "Jairus, why trouble the master any further? Your little girl has just passed away." Well, you can imagine. Here was Jairus, believing for the healing of his little 12-year-old daughter. He had Christ with him, and they were on the way home to raise the child up from its sick bed. When the servant says, "It's no use, the child has just died." A knot of fear came in Jairus' stomach. A blinding flash struck his forehead. And he began to turn deathly white, as any parent would, upon the news of such a thing as that. When Jesus spoke and said, "Fear not. Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole." J.B. Phillips' translation of this statement is that Jesus said to Jairus, Now, don't be afraid. Just go on believing. She'll be all right." And you know, that's the voice you and I need to hear today. Now, don't be afraid. Just keep on believing. Everything's going to be all right. He knew, because he was master. He was master over fear. He was master over death. Yes, he's master today. Now, don't be afraid. Just go on believing and everything will be all right. And Jairus caught the pitch of his words and believed God. And all the fear drained out of his being. And he took Jesus on to his house and he touched the child and raised her from the dead. Men and women, do you know that Jesus is master over fear? You say, "How is he?" If you will just go on believing. If you will just believe God, you will find that believing God is the only power that can absolutely conquer fear. And it will do it. Another illustration of this is when Jesus gave that famous slogan, "You can't go under for going over." When he was going to heal Legion, the demoniac of Gadara, he got into a boat with his disciples and said, "Let us go over onto the other side of the sea." He went behind a part of the ship, found a pillow, put his head upon it, wrapped himself in the broad arms of faith and love, went to sleep and slept like a baby. The disciples sailed away. Pretty soon a great storm struck. The winds began to blow, the waves to rage, and pretty soon the timbers of the boat were popping and the disciples were rubbing elbows with death. And in the terror of the storm, they forgot. They forgot that God was on board. They actually forgot that Jesus was in that ship. And forgetting he was there, knowing the terror of the storm and that they had little chance of surviving at an hour like that, they went to pieces. They became so afraid that they screamed, "We're alone. Nobody cares." And finally, someone remembered Christ. They ran back and shook him awake, crying, "Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And significantly, the storm couldn't wake Jesus, for he was not afraid of it. The thunder could not startle him. The lightning could not surprise him. The blowing of the wind and the raging of the water could not upset him, because he had mastery over all them. The only thing that could awake him was the cry of despair of his people. He arose, walked through the water-laden boat to the bow of the ship, turned his face up to the wind and spray, and while the wind blew his garment, he raised his hand and said, "Peace," and hushed the sea to sleep, and there was no more storm. Men and women, Jesus Christ can ride the storm of fear in your heart and hush it to sleep. He can so change your thinking and believing that you will lead a triumphant, more than conqueror's life through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. And he finally said to his disciples, "Where is your faith?" He said, "Gentlemen, you had the faith. Why didn't you use it? Why didn't you believe God?" And when I get afraid, I say to myself, "Oral Roberts, where is your faith?" J.B. Phillips' translation of this statement, "Where is your faith?" is, "Oh, you little faith. Oh, you little faiths." He said to Peter, "Oh, you little faith, what'd you do with your faith? You got scared. You were bound by fear. You went to pieces. You little faith, why didn't you remember to believe God?" Oh, how little faiths we are. When we're afraid because we have become little faiths. Listen, men and women, God wants us to be a big faith. Isn't that right? And the stronger our faith is in God, the less fear we'll have to face in our lives. Jesus is master over fear. Christ is master over the fearful. And this is interesting to me. Not only can Christ subdue the fear in Oral Roberts' breast, but he can change me. He can change me from a fearful person to a courageous, triumphant, sunshiny person. That's the thing I like. Jesus can do it to the human. He not only has power over the fear, but he has power over the fearful. He changes us. Glory to his name. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Will you reverently bow your heads, please? And now I want every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl who believes in my prayers, and you want my prayers that Christ may become your personal Savior, that Jesus may come into your heart and save your soul, take the first step, please, in his name right now, and raise up your right hand quickly. Up high with your hands, up high with them. Hold them there, please. If you're sincere and you really mean it and you want me to pray, take the second step and stand on your feet right now for my prayer. Please stand. And they're getting up all over this audience. That's wonderful. Remain standing. Every head bowed except the people standing, and you look on me. I'm so glad you're standing. This is God's hour to save your soul. We have a place in front of me here at the platform where you may come up and stand, and I'm going to pray for you. Do not sit back down, but come down the aisle right now and stand before me for prayer. Come on. Come on. Oh, they're coming down every aisle. Oh, that's wonderful. And say, you there in your home or your room or wherever you are, if you can see or hear, will you
Will you give your heart to God? Will you be saved? Will you let the Christ who's in my heart come into your heart? Will you give your heart to Christ and make him your personal Savior? In a moment, I'm going to pray with these many hundreds. Let me also pray with you. And there, Christ will save you and come into your heart. Raise your right hand. Be identified with raising your hand. All of you together, repeat this prayer, and you too. Ready? Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. Save me from my sins. And now, Lord, I believe that Christ is the Son of God, and I receive him as my personal Savior to live for him as a Christian forever. Amen. If you meant that, say amen. Brother, will we step over here, please? I want to ask this lady here on my right. Well, who are you?
I'm Mrs. Ault.
Did you receive Christ?
Yes, I did.
And you never were saved before in your life?
No, I was in church, but that's all.
In other words, you went to church,
right,
but you did not really know Christ.
No, I never.
You came up tonight, and did you receive him?
Yes, I did, before I got here.
Even as you came down
yes,
the aisle, you were
before.
Surrendering your life to Christ.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel wonderful.
Wonderful. Tell me where you live.
In Milton.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do. My son gave his life to Christ.
Was it in this campaign
yes,
he was converted?
Yes.
How old is your son?
13.
This should make you about the happiest woman in the world, does it?
Yes.
Yes. Do you intend now to go to church and really serve
yes.
God? Praise God. Thank you very much. Now, did you pray that prayer? If you prayed that prayer right where you are and you were sincere, I know that Jesus saved your soul. Now then, live a different life. Live Christ's life. Be a real Christian. And please, let me hear from you. I want to know. If you will write me, I will send you, free of charge, a little booklet titled, How You May Know You Are Saved. Did you know the most important thing in the world is to know that you are saved? And this is one of my sermons, which I give in every meeting, How to Know You're Saved. And it's helped thousands of people. I have it in booklet form, and if you'll write and ask for it, I'll send it to you free and postpaid. Write me, Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let me send it to you free. My address again is Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Write me right away so I can send it to you quickly. And now, I'll be back in a few moments to pray for the healing of the sick. You friends now are going to our prayer room, where you may kneel and pray till you know Christ has come into your heart, and I'll be back in a few moments. I come now to offer prayer to God in faith for the healing of the sick. I know that many of you are here to receive help through faith in God, and I know that you believe in medical science just as I do and members of our team. We believe that God heals in many ways. We also believe that God hears and answers prayer. Don't you?
Amen.
I'm ready now to pray. I want you people in the audience to believe God for yourself. You people in the prayer line to believe God. I want you there in your room to believe God. God heals. I don't. I'm ready now to pray. Are you Mrs. Will you say your name?
Ilo.
Are you from this city?
Yes.
6813 East B Street, Tacoma.
That's right.
Member of the Christian Church.
Yes.
Your neck has been broken?
Yes.
You have a punctured lung?
Yes.
And let's see, you have a goiter and asthma.
Yes, and doctors say I can't be cured.
Mrs. Ilo, do you sincerely believe God can help you through faith?
I know he can.
Do you wish me to lay my hand upon you?
I do. I know I can get well.
You know it.
I know it.
Father, we ask that the broken neck be healed and made normal. Healed! Thank you, Jesus. Miss Ilo, move your head. Move it like this now. Good. Bobber, may this growth on her neck be taken away. Heal it by thy spirit. Mrs. Ilo, you have remarkable faith. Put your hand on your neck. Your flesh is flabby and loose. Just when do you think that happened?
Just then.
Just then.
I hope he hears me from my belt up. I have an awful hard time breathing most
awful
of the time.
Awful hard time breathing? Put your hand on your nostrils, please. Father, Mrs. Ilo, go ahead and breathe. You can do it. What?
I can.
You can, can't you?
I can. Oh, praise God for that.
God bless you. God bless you. You're welcome. Lincoln Park Christian Church, Roy Cruz of Tacoma, Washington, rheumatoid arthritis, intestinal nervousness, chest and throat disorders. Roy, are you very afflicted with rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes, I am.
It's a serious thing, then.
Yes.
How does it affect you most?
All my arms. It hurts all the time, and my hips, and my leg, and my
feet. Are you employed?
Yes, I am.
And, of course, it affects you.
Well, I used to drive truck, and I had to quit driving because it's too hard to turn the wheel.
Roy, what gave you faith to come here?
Well, I've been saved a number of years, and I've been watching your program for many, many years. As long as you've been on television, I should say, and I've been waiting for this moment.
You've been waiting for this hour?
I sure have.
Well, you're here. What do you intend to do about it?
Well, let you pray for me and see if God can heal me. I know he can.
Jesus? Roy, I don't think a prayer is necessary. I touched you. I felt the Lord. You seem to have faith. Move your arms. Raise them up and down. Flex your muscles. That's right. Sir?
His arm don't hurt him.
I didn't think so. Before I finished my prayer, it seemed to me that God did something for you.
I guess that's right.
It's gone. How do you feel?
Good.
Good.
Right.
Who did that for you?
Well, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Brother, you've got
thank
a grip
you.
Of that hand now.
Right.
Amen. God bless you, Roy. Yes. Now, you had some difficulty getting over here, Mrs. Thompson.
Yes, I did. A friend of mine that told me about you and brought me here.
Yes. You are from the Church of England, and you're from
yes.
Vancouver Island, British Columbia.
Nanaimo, sir.
Oh, I see. You have rheumatoid arthritis in hips, legs, shoulders, hands, arms, and spine.
Yes, it started as rheumatism, and the last 10 years it's been rheumatoid arthritis.
Mrs. Thompson, since you've been here, what have you been thinking?
Oh, you couldn't imagine. I came here on Friday. I went to the prayer tent Friday night, and God spoke to me there.
I know how you feel, sister. Now, Miss Thompson, we're ready to pray.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh, God, hear thy servant's prayer. Heal. Heal. May I hold... Take your hands a minute, please. Now raise your limbs up and down and do it with faith. Here's the bad side, sister. Over here, I felt that. Jesus, heal. Sure, it's better. I felt it too. Yes, yes, yes.
Help. I haven't kneeled for years.
Yeah,
I can't.
You just kneel if you... She wants you to help her a minute. She hasn't knelt in years. You're kneeling now. an act of worship on her part. It's quite an experience, wasn't it? Wonderful. Oh, the smile on your face, sister. People, I wish you could see this. Would you turn around? Let the people see. Just let them see that smile. Praise God. God bless you as you go now. We hope and pray you'll get completely well. What did you say?
I can squeeze your hand. Isn't that wonderful?
How do you do? Who are you folks?
This is Parmley, and this is my daughter, Barbara Jo.
Where are you from?
Seattle, Washington.
You're a member of the Highland Covenant Church?
Yes, sir.
She has loss of hearing and ear infection in the right ear. She's operated on, and she's had the infection since. Now, which ear is bad, Miss Parmley?
The right ear.
She's deaf in the right ear?
Yes, sir,
Does she believe she will be healed?
Oh, she surely does.
Well, you talk like you believe, too.
Oh, I do.
Stand right up here, Brother DeWeese, if you will, please. Oh, God, we ask for the healing of an infected ear. We ask for the healing of the deafness in the ear. Heal it, good master. In Christ's name. Now, Barbara... Brother DeWeese, help her back down, please. I want to test that ear. Mrs. Parmley, would you put your arm around, put your finger in her left ear? Put it in there tightly, please. Now, if the Lord has helped her ear, she'll be able to hear. If he has not, she won't be able to hear. Turn her a little from me so she can't see my lips. Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes.
Barbara, how old are you?
9.
Barbara, will you repeat these words? I love you, God, with all my heart.
I love you, God, with all my heart.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Shh. Shh. Say, I love you, God.
I love you, God.
I thank God.
I thank God.
I can hear.
I can hear.
I can hear now.
I can hear now. Well,
faith in God.
Faith in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, Barbara, did you come up here believing you would be healed?
Yes.
What do you think now?
I'm healed.
You're healed. How does it feel to be healed?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Mrs. Parmley, do you think your child can hear normally?
Yes, I know she can now.
Now, Barbara, tell me how you feel exactly.
I feel like God's healed me.
God bless you. May I shake your hand, wish you Godspeed? And Mrs. Parmley, God bless you and your church.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
While I feel the anointing of God upon me, I wish to reach forth and pray for you there in your home or wherever you can hear me or see me. Will you get ready, please? Audience, please bow your heads in reverent prayer. All the pastors of the sponsoring churches, bow your heads in reverent prayer. Oh, Father, I ask thee to let thy healing power go to this place just as it is here in this 10th cathedral. As you have helped people here through prayer, help these people through prayer. Grant it through the name of Christ. And now, my brother, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I reach forth my hand to pray for you. Be healed. Be healed through Jesus Christ. My sister, God is there. There's no distance in prayer. Oh, God, heal. May thy presence fill this entire place. Raise the people up in it. Raise the people up in this place and heal them so completely that they will be absolutely well through faith in God. Amen and amen. Brother DeWeese, I would like to say a word before we continue. We've been praying for a lot of people in the service, and there are many more to pray for. But listen to me. There's nothing wrong in your life that a little more faith in God won't cure. That's what we need today, a little more faith in God. And I'd like to tell you something. These people have made a special effort. Many of them have sacrificed. They have come, some from distances. They've done something about their need. They're here in this campaign believing God. But not everyone can come to our meeting. For various reasons, not everyone can come in person. But everyone can write. Many people are writing us every day. There isn't a day that passes that I don't spend time in earnest believing prayer that God will save and heal the people who write their requests to us. If you cannot come to our meetings, we invite you to write to us. My address is Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Oklahoma. We believe through prayer, through faith in God, we can help you.
Well, let me get this thing here. Here we go. Okay.
All right.
Where is, well, we got Sister Sharon here. No, this Kathy. Sister Kathy, I was disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was just getting going on the preaching and he stopped.
Well, did he stop or did he finish? Because I was wondering if they cut it. But yeah, it was abbreviated for sure.
Oh, I thought that was wonderful preaching.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes. And then next thing I know, it was what, 10 minutes preaching, maybe 15 at the most?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
But it packed a wallop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, just yesterday, I think it was, or the day before at the earliest, it dawned on me that Jairus' daughter was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when did the woman's fountain of blood start? The same year Jairus' daughter was born.
Oh.
And they were both healed on the same day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I hadn't thought about that till ding-a-ling, 12 years old and 12 years with a... that was just so interesting. And God put it in there for a reason, because nothing is in there for filler.
Right, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Like I say, I thought the preaching about fear and the fearful and all was excellent. It was really excellent. Okay. Sister Sharon, any comments?
When I was listening to him and everything, he reminded me of my dad's father preaching. And stuff just with a very calmness to him, got his point across, and did his preaching as he felt needed to be, and the way he brought the people up to the altar, like one at a time and stuff like that, and it just was just a very familiar feeling.
Okay. Gigi and Randy, any comments?
Yes, it was very good, but it was very short. I was waiting for more.
Right, right. No, I thought that was excellent. Excellent. Brother Charles?
Thanks, Chaplain. I thought it was great. I like the part about no fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Sister Rita.
I think it was good. It just could have been longer, that's
right,
all.
Right, right. I was really getting into what he was preaching, and I was ministering,
right.
And then boom, it just stopped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could listen. I would really like to listen to more of Oral Roberts' teachings or preaching.
I've only gone to a couple sites for it, but I'm going to go on, see if there are more of his preaching from yesteryear. Like I said, I know I said this many times, I never heard him preach except he was older, and then it wasn't preaching. And then
right.
through Revival Radio TV, wow. I've got another one here that's 13 minutes. It says, faith in action bring results. So let's take a look at this one. I'll get it over so you can see it.
You notice that he doesn't seem like he broke a sweat either.
Well, I like the way he has the scriptures in his mind. I like it.
Right.
It's just flowing from him. You know, it's like a story. It's like he's giving stories.
Right.
All right. This one here is faith in action.
Gentlemen, it's my happy privilege and pleasure to present the man that God has raised up with a message for your deliverance. God's man for this hour, the Reverend Oral Roberts. Tonight?
Yes.
Do you love him with all of your heart?
Yes.
Raise your hands and tell him how much you love him tonight. Before you're seated tonight, would you please turn and shake hands with three people and smile and say, may God bless you tonight, neighbor. Then be seated. Turn with me, please, in your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 7, beginning to read at verse 3. This is a powerful part of the Bible, and it'll really get hold of you. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and the camp even as it was and fled for their life. The text, 2 Kings 7 and 3. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Tonight, I wish to speak to you on the march of faith, or why sit we here until we die? This question, why sit we here until we die, was asked by four leprous men who were sitting in the jaws of death at the gate of the city of Samaria. The Syrian army had camped around the city of Samaria, had cut off every avenue of escape and also the food supply. Famine and hunger stalked the streets. And now the famine had reached such proportions until the people were eating the flesh of their own children. There rose a hue and a cry for help from God. And the prophet Elisha prophesied that tomorrow, about this time, he said, deliverance would come. The instruments that God chose to use did not know that they would be the instruments. They were sitting at the gate in the jaws of death. They were four hopeless, dying, leprous men. All they knew as they sat there in the jaws of death was that they were hopeless. They were sick. They were hungry.
They were hopeless. They were dying. They sit there in the jaws of death. On the one hand is the famine. On the other is the army of the Syrians. And sitting there in the jaws of death, they said, why sit we here till we die? Let us rise up and go to the Syrians. If they kill us, we're going to die anyway. And if they receive us, we shall live. And they rose up in the twilight, facing the unknown quantity, linked their arms together, and went stumbling and staggering off in the coming shadows of the night. Oh, what a scene of faith this is. This is the march of faith. This is faith like a blazing fire leaping up in men's bosoms. This is a power that they feel down at the very bottom of their soul. This is a desire brought to its climax. This is hope in men's breast. People, you've got to get a determination. You've got to make up your mind. You've got to come to a climax. You've got to say, live or die, survive or perish. I will believe. I will come out of this condition. I will change my life. I will become a different person. You've got to make up your mind to say, yes, God, I will do it. There's no room in this for cowards, for people who have a yellow streak down their backbone, who are limp and flabby in their moral determination. Men must rise up and flex their muscles and say, God, I am coming to thee. I will believe in thee. I will be delivered. God Almighty is waiting to meet you. Get up and make the march of faith, and he will set you free. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
That's all they are, just four leprous men with a burning faith in their hearts. They're stumbling on in the night, and while they are marching, the Syrian army has gone to sleep. But God, who never sleeps, looked down and saw the four faith marchers stumbling in the night. And when he saw them coming, he saw their singleness of purpose, their united determination, their burning, flaming faith, and their confidence that they would conquer. That's what he saw. And when he saw these four faith marchers coming, he went into action. What did he do? He spoke to his angels. Now he said, angels, I want you to go down and fan out over those hills of Israel. I want several million of you to go down there, and I want you to make sounds in the night. And these angels surrounded these men and began their work. And suddenly, the Syrian army was awakened by the cry and roar of a conquering army. They heard the precision marching of thousands of feet of soldiers. They heard the rumbling roar of thousands of chariots of iron. They heard the drumming hoofbeats of thousands of horses. They heard a conquering scream in the night. And they screamed as they awakened with sudden panic and fear and said, the king of Israel had hired against us the army of the Hittites and the army of the Egyptians. And they rose up and fled in the night. Nobody was coming against them. No army from the Hittites or the Egyptians was there. There wasn't anybody but four men. And they were lepers. They were sick. They were starving. They were dying. But they had in their faith the mighty power of God. And the power of that faith pulled the angels down. And the angels sounded like an army and drove off the entire Syrian force. If you believe it tonight, say amen.
Amen.
That's what happened. These men came to the outskirts of the tent city of the Syrians and found it was deserted. They went into one tent and saw food. And without waiting to see if all the crowd of the Syrians was gone, they plunged in and began to eat. They filled themselves, and then they saw silver and gold, and they filled their pockets, and they took it in their hands and dug a hole and hid it. And from tent to tent they went, eating and putting gold in their pockets and digging holes. They were having a fantastic time. About midnight they stopped and said, we do not well. This is a day of good tidings. God has delivered the city or the Syrian army into our hands. Our people are free. Here's bread to spare for all our people. Let us go tell the king. This is a day of good tidings. And people, it is a day of good tidings. We people here in this pit have discovered the glory of God. We have found a king's ransom, and the table is loaded down with every delicacy of the heavenly world. God's power is here. God has delivered the city into our hand. It's a day of good tidings. We ought to tell the whole world that God is here, that Christ is speaking, that deliverance is ours if we'll only rise up and take it. If you believe that, say amen tonight.
Amen.
And you people out there in the great tent tonight, listen to me a moment. In Wichita, Kansas, in our campaign there in the tent, there was a woman brought there by her husband to be healed of a large goiter on her neck. And she could not get in the prayer line as quickly as she thought because there were so many people ahead of her. And one night I said to the audience, people, God is the healer, not man. And while I pray for people here in the line, put your hand on your body and believe God will heal you there in your chair. And the woman caught on, and she believed it. And while I was praying for a goiter case, she just silently reached up and touched her hand to her goiter, closed her eyes, and said, Lord, I believe. And to her astonishment, she felt that large growth on her neck vanishing. It was leaving under her own hand. It startled her. She reached over and touched her husband, said, honey, put your hand on my neck real quick. He put his hand on her neck, and it was as smooth as glass. The goiter was gone, and that man and his wife put their arms around each other out in the middle of the great crowd and cried like two children and came up and showed us what God had done for them. That woman made the march of faith sitting there in her chair. People, it isn't something big you do. It's how you put your heart into it, how you believe, how you turn your faith loose. Why do you sit there until you die? Make up your mind. You're going to believe God, and if you do, He will set you free. Let every head be bowed, please. Let every head be bowed for the prayer. I want every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl who believes in my prayers, and you want my prayers, that your soul may be saved, that you may receive the forgiveness of the Lord for your many sins, that your life may be changed by His power, and you want me to pray for your soul tonight. Take the first step, please, in His name right now, and raise up your right hand quickly. Raise your hands up high so I can see you, please. Hundreds of hands. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Take your hands down. Now take the second step and obey God. I want every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl who raised your hand for me to pray for your soul tonight, take the second step in His name right now and stand on your feet for my prayer. Please stand right now. And they're getting up all over this tent. So glad you're standing. This is God's night to save your soul. We have a place in front of me here at the platform where you may come up and stand, and I'm going to pray for your soul. Do not sit back down, but come down the aisle right now so I can pray for you. Each of you standing in front of me, raise your right hand to the Lord and repeat after me the sinner's prayer. O Lord,
be merciful to me, a sinner.
Save my soul from all sin. And make me thy child,
right now.
I receive Jesus Christ
as my personal Savior.
To live for him forever.
In his name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you meant that, say amen.
Amen.
Very good, and thank you. In a few moments, I'm going to pray for the sick here in the tent. We will call the healing line, and I'll offer prayer for the sick. Right now, I want you to go out to our prayer tent out here to the right for prayer and pray till you know the Lord has saved your soul. You may then return in a few moments for the healing service. Would you please turn to your right and go immediately to the prayer tent? That's good. Saying, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
All right. They're, I don't, his messages have power. Wow. Okay. Well, we've got about an hour left, and I think it's time we pray for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit and anything else that's on our heart, but we want to focus on Saturday night to the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So, Sister Gigi and Randy, would you please lead us? Yeah, Gigi, Randy, hello.
All right.
Yeah, Rita, hello, Rita.
Hello, Pastor, Chaplain John.
Yeah, would you please lead us in prayer for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit?
I'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
Dear Father in heaven, you are my hope, and you are my refuge, Father, and you are my strength. I give you thanks, Father, for blessing me. And I give you thanks, Father, that I live in America and that I'm able to practice my faith, live my faith in America without fear of punishment, Father, from the government. And I give you thanks for this, Father. Father, I bring America before you tonight. I pray that you would heal and help America, Father. I pray that you would forgive us of our sins that we have legalized in America, Father. And I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. And I pray, Father, that once again, America will be a Judeo-Christian nation like it was over 200 years ago. And I also pray for President Trump that you will guide and direct him during his presidency in the way that you want him to lead America, Father. And I pray, Father, that he would love your son with all your heart, with all his heart, soul, and mind, and love you too, Father. And I pray that you would strengthen him and that you put a hedge of protection around him from the evil men and women that he will more than likely come across during his presidency. Also bless his family, his wife, his children, and his grandchildren, Father. And Father, I hold up Israel to you. I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. And I pray for the Jews in Israel that they will come to know your son as their Savior. And I pray for the Christian Jews in Israel, Father, that they will love you and your son with all their whole heart, soul, and mind, Father. And Father, I pray for Netanyahu that he will come to know you as a Savior if he does not already does, Father. And I pray that you will strengthen him, his body, and his mind, and encourage him and comfort him, Father, and protect him from the evil men and women that wants to do him wrong, and strengthen his family, Father, and bless his family, his children, and his grandchildren, Father. And I also pray for Chaplain John, that you will strengthen him and encourage him, and that he will, I pray, Father, that you will anoint Chaplain John, that what he says and what he teaches will bless many people, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And I ask, Father, that his brochures and his books will bless many people out there that read them, and that many souls will come to know you as the Savior, and that many hearts would be healed. And Father, I also pray for the Abba Father Fellowship Churches. I ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in each and every church. I ask, Father, that you would guide and direct the pastors of these churches in the way that you would want the pastors to lead their churches. And I pray for water, food, and housing and clothing, Father, will be provided to these poor churches. And Father, bless Pastor Fred and comfort his heart, Father, that he will not worry about his children, Nate and Katie. And I pray for Nate and Katie, Father, that you would heal them from whatever is wrong with them and that you will encourage their heart and strengthen their body and their and strengthen their bodies, Father, and strengthen their hearts. And Father, I pray all this. I ask that you would bless everyone that is online in X, Facebook, and in the chat room, and that you would strengthen and encourage all the hearts, each and every one of us, Father, that are here tonight. And then I pray also, Father, that we would love your Son with all our whole hearts, soul, and mind. For I pray this in the name of my Lord, my Savior, and my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rita. Thank you. Hey, Gigi and Randy, are you there?
Yes,
I'm here. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me tell Rita right quick. Twizzle has 95 of a link to 95 of his sermons, and we're going to get Des to forward that address to you, Rita.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate
yes, ma'am.
That.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gigi.
That's 95 of Oral Roberts' sermons?
Right.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Different videos and different links. Lengths.
Okay.
Or various lengths. So you want him to send it to you, too?
Yes, absolutely. Thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Twiz.
Okay. Gigi and Randy?
I'm sorry. So are we praying? Is that what we're doing now?
Yes. Yeah. We're looking to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. And then, I'm still very concerned about what's going on with, Pastor Zephaniah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Please pray for that.
Do you have any other updates or anything from him?
No, let me check right now. I did.
Okay.
We're working with Bishop Henry Omai, and I did spend time trying to see if I could contact him and his church and all, and I couldn't come up with anything. So, no, nothing. I have got nothing from Pastor Zephaniah.
Okay. Because he built the excuse me, I'm a little congested. He built the church on land that is part of Makuru Kayaba slum?
No, I think it's right on the border.
Okay. Okay. Because I had thought that it was on the border, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's right on the border.
Okay. Lord Jesus, first of all, we want to come to you and humble ourselves. You are a great God. You are our Savior. You are our Father, the everlasting Father, and you are the Prince of Peace. And as we look around at the world, Lord, we know that the prophetic time clock is ticking faster than we've ever seen it before. And so there's all kinds of things happening around the world.
and in Israel and here. And we want to, first of all, Lord, we would like to see your name be glorified in the whole earth, and that there would be millions and millions of people across this planet, but especially in the U.S., that would come to you, Lord. So we're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for the preaching of the gospel, healing the sick, casting out demons, and healing the brokenhearted, as well as all the other promises and purposes that you came to our earth here, your earth, to accomplish. And so we are praying for mercy on our country, Lord. There are so many things going on, and we know that it is the foundation of our country that has been destroyed step by step, piece by piece, in a very real and strategic way. And so the only thing that is going to bring people to you is some kind of miraculous outpouring. So I know that witchcraft is the fastest growing religious group in the country. And Lord, we're asking you to turn that around, and that people would call on your name and be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're praying for the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ to come upon all of us in an outpouring, and the resurrection power. And also we are praying across our whole country, Lord. There are people that are out on the street speaking to people, and we know that there are people coming to Christ. We know that Bible sales are up, but we also know that in this day and age, to come to Christ and to understand the real gospel has to be a miracle from you, Lord. It has to. And there's so many competing all kinds of things, even in the church, that are not good. And so, first of all, we want to repent for that, that people are in these churches, they're actually saying occult things and doing occult things. And this is such an abomination in your sight, Lord. So we just want to repent for that. And we want to ask you that it can only be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that can save our country in a way that will honor you, Lord. So we're praying for mercy. And we just continue to repent for the wickedness and the evil that we see. It's hard to even look anymore without seeing evil. So I want to pray a special prayer of protection on each and every one of us, those listening in the chat, and all the other people that may be listening. And I just want to pray special protection, because they're weather modifying in the middle of the country again, and it's going to be seriously cold. We know that Susie's in that zone, and I don't think Sharon is, but it could be. But whoever is there, Lord, we're just praying for mercy, please, mercy, and that there wouldn't be ice storms, that it would be snow instead of ice storms, and that, we're praying for mercy on the people in North Carolina who are still living in tents. And so, Lord, have mercy on these people. And we just pray that the grid would not go down and no other horrific events would happen, that you would protect our country, protect President Trump and all the other people that are coming into office now and want to do the right thing, want to do what is good and right. Some of these people are believers, some of them are not. So we pray that there would be a revival of you, Lord, not just a political revival, but we would like to see a revival in our government, in our whole government, from the top to the bottom, Lord.
and that there would be such a massive outpouring and that you would save all these people, Lord Jesus. We pray for protection in all the different places in our country, especially over the elderly, those who might be in homes, nursing homes. And we just pray for their protection, Lord. And all these people, it's not just in North Carolina, but the other states that were afflicted by these things that happened previously. And we're just asking, Lord, that you would put your hand on the evil and turn it away. Turn it away, Lord, and have mercy on all of us. And Lord, I'm praying for Pastor Zephaniah and all these things that happened. This was obviously a planned event. They knew that it was going to be an outreach. And we're praying in a miraculous, unbelievably miraculous way that the things that they stole would be taken back and,
yes,
and given back to them. And we're also praying for all of those people in the church that were injured and had to go to the hospital. We pray that all the costs of this, they have to pay out of pocket for everything. So we pray for a provision so that all of those things would be paid and it wouldn't be a hardship on all of them. And we pray for encouragement on Pastor Zephaniah and Pastor John and Gladys and all the rest of the Abba Father Fellowship pastors. And we pray for a quick resolution, Lord, a quick resolution. And somehow, some way, the enemy doesn't want to give up this slum and the people in it. So we're asking you to override every plan of the enemy in that regard, and that you would bring so many people, it would totally transform this place. So many people, Lord. It's been so evil for so many generations. And we know there's curses on the land. We know there's curses on the people. And we just pray for protection for the Christians and the people who are going to be saved, and especially over Pastor Zephaniah. And we pray over all the other Abba Fathers Fellowship pastors and their churches and their outreach, Lord, and that there would be outpourings everywhere. Everywhere, Lord. And we're just praying for mercy. And we know that it is your desire to save every person. We know that. And that was your plan right from the very beginning. So we are praying that there would be this huge outpouring. And we pray over Israel, Lord. There's so many things going on there. And it looks like the terror groups are just reformulating themselves. And so we just pray for mercy on Israel and on the prime minister, and pray especially, Lord, for the IDF soldiers and all the support people, the police and the EMTs and the hospitals and all the different people that are helping there and supporting them. And Lord, thank you that time here is short. And we just want to repent for all this evil that's been going on right here towards the end. And we're just asking, Lord, that it says in your word that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And that's what we're asking for, Lord. We're asking for that. And that just that you would have mercy, that's all I can think of to just ask you. And we want to lift up Sharon to you. And any and all of us that are suffering from various and sundry issues. And we pray healing. Thank you for this film. And the other film that Oral Roberts was producing, and that they have them in the archives so we can listen to them. And we're asking you, Lord, to give us a bigger measure of faith for each one of us. And we bless John and his teaching and his family. I think somebody prayed for him before, but I'm praying again. And that everything he puts his hand to, that you would multiply it, that you would protect them, that you would heal Nancy completely, Lord, and watch over them, that they wouldn't lose power. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all the things that you've done. We bless Pastor Ernie and Pastor Fred and his church. And we do lift up Katie and Nate. And I know that especially with Katie, it's something really complicated and sort of bizarre. So we're asking you that we're asking you for healing, but that you would deliver Katie and Nate from every evil thing, Lord. They need this deliverance from evil as well. So sustain them, protect them, and watch over them. And Lord, we also want to pray for Greg's wife, Deanie. She broke her leg and her hip, and I think she's in a facility at the moment. So we want to just pray that you would watch over her, heal her, and deliver her from this situation, that she would be strengthened and encouraged and protected, and that she would be able to return home soon. And so we just pray over her, Lord, and over Greg, and I think it's their son that's there with them. And so we just want to thank you and praise you that you answer our prayers. We've had so many prayers answered. So we just want to thank you and praise you and bless your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Just to bring you up to date, Katie did come home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she is home. She's very happy about being home.
Is Nate home?
Yes. Both of them home. Yes.
Oh, so they're both home.
Yes.
And they're not going to do the surgery on her?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I know okay. She's home. She's home.
Well, that's wonderful. Thrilled to know that. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
We'll keep praying.
All right. Now we have Sister Sharon.
Yes.
You're up for yes. prayer. You're up for prayer.
I figured that one. Dear Father God, I am just so grateful that I could be here with Abba Father International on the night that we are praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We need this all around the entire world, and stopping within our groups, within our families, and with the bigger churches, and with the people all around the world and stuff. And it's like our Jesus mentioned, Pastor Zephaniah and stuff. And we just need to really keep him in our thoughts and our prayers, and that all will go well, you know, with him and his area where he lives and stuff. And they need a big outpouring of the Holy Spirit out there since what happened. And I would love just to know that when we watch the little kids dance and hold the brochures and dance to the music, you can almost feel like they're having an outpouring of the Holy Spirit too, right there at that moment. And dear Father God, there is just so much more to get put back together because the things have been falling apart and stuff. And we just need everybody to be in one accord and to work with all of us together and help each other keep this together. And work with Chaplain John and Nancy and the children and all of the Chaplain John's missions that he's got going over there in Texas and stuff, and all the stuff that Kathy's got going. And she sure needs a big outpouring of the Holy Spirit for everything that she's doing and stuff. And we have to think about it, that everybody who's here, everybody who's praying, everybody who needs prayer, they also need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we need to just get our, have our Bibles out, raise our Bibles to, up in the air with our hands, and just pray to you, dear Father God, and ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We can't just sit around and wait for things to happen. We have to ask, we have to pray, and we have to tell people why we are praying like we are. And so, dear Father God, I just pray that right now here on this Friday, Saturday night, like we do every Saturday night, we pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we get that we've been watching these wonderful videos lately that help influence our ideas on what went on during these certain times. So, dear Father God, I just want to say thank you again. I just want to pray for this group, for Abba Father International, that for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit all over his group, for Chaplain John's group. And everybody knows that they can come to Chaplain John if they need help with any issues.
Amen.
Like the broken heart and everything, and special prayer. And I just pray, dear Father God, that all continues to go well. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Sister Kathy, I don't think you've prayed.
Nope. I'll go.
Okay.
Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for life. Thank you for help. Thank you for strength. Thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're the same today as you were in 54 and 56 and 48 and zero before there were even any numbers. Thank you, God. You just are on time all the time, every time, and we just need you to do what you've done before in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on 50 so odd intervals, Lord. But please, Jesus, we are crying out. You've answered so many prayers for the country, the nation, the political situation, and now this is the cream, this is the icing on top, this is the cherry on top, and we need the outpouring of the Spirit. People are depraved, they're insane, they're just absolutely filled with demonic spirit and satanic activity. Hillary Clinton asking for us to ask China to support the Democratic Party because the Russians support the Republican Party. Calling for that. And, Lord, that was absolute tyranny. It was treason. It was wrong. It was insane. And I pray in Jesus' name, nobody laughed at it. And I pray that everybody is up in arms at it, because it is heresy. It is just foolish. It is criminal, and it needs to be dealt with. And Lord, that kind of thing is what will bring the next move of your Spirit. Thank you. Let it be so, God. We thank you for all the people in the past, James McGreedy, John Gerardo, the one Fulton Street Revival, Jeremiah Lampier, just all the people, and the multitudes of people that were never named, never even acknowledged, but their prayers made what caused it to happen, like the little joy bells praying, 12-year-old, 14-year-old girls praying for the Welch Revival, and bam, there it comes. So thank you, God, that you have a record of everybody that was integral part of it, and no one is going to miss their blessings. So we just thank you that you're going to pour them out without measure, this last great move, the final great move before the day that you return. Oh, God, we're just so excited and so thankful and so glad to be alive at this time period. Lord, just bless. Father, I pray for everybody. I agree with all the prayers that have been prayed, and I just ask you to just pour out without measure your blessings, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over into our bosom so that we can get done what needs to be done for your kingdom. And thank you for Pastor Dove's praise report of his coffers, his storehouse being stocked up. And Lord, let that continue. Father, thank you. Thank you that your will is your bill, and you don't tell us to do something and make us figure out how to get the money. You're just the banker. You're the bookkeeper. You're the publicity chairman. You're everything. And we just say thank you that you will do what you ask us to do. You will back up your request. So thank you for that. I pray for the people in this horrible, terrible, freezing cold weather. And Lord, it is just going to be brutal, but that's part of the end times too. So thank you. I do lift up the fivefold ministry, their spouses, children, home and foreign missionaries, Christian TV, Christian radio, YouTube channels, websites, just all forms and phases of things that we can research, even the digital downloads of newspapers from the 1700s. Lord, who would have thought that there would be a record of those things? And the sermons, Lord, of John and Charles Wesley and George Whitfield and Spurgeon and Moody. God, it is just infinite, the oh my goodness, the sermon index and audio index, and just Lord, thank you for such resources. And Lord, I do pray and I thank you for everyone in chat, everyone in X, everyone in Facebook, all that are in chat or in Dialpad. And here on Rumble, Lord, just thank you. Thank you that we are such a family. There are such connections and such strength from each other that we do just help get from one point to another because of the support of this group. And it is nothing short of miraculous and awesome and outstanding. I do thank you for Michael and Robin, and that you will bless Robin in her recovery, bless whatever familial issues are going on. And we pray for Mary Mosley. We pray for all the people, Dave and Willie, Pastor Fred. I thank you for Nate coming and Kate getting home, and may she stay there. And thank you that Bobby was listening to the program tonight there and just resting on the pillow. How sweet that was. And I know he's exhausted. I know he is just worn out. But, Lord, bless him. Give him favor, good measure. Let 1 hour of sleep be equivalent to three. Let his body just get rest as he exerts it day after day for his mother's needs. And Lord, I just thank you for Bobby. And we just praise you for family. And it's just very special. But thank you that the people that are low on family members still have connections. Thank you for friends and just fellowship with people that love each other. So thank you for that. Bless us, Lord, as we partake tomorrow of the buffet, the banquet that you've spread before us, and your banner over us is love. So we're going to be eating freely of the food you've prepared, sitting underneath a table with a banner of God's love over us. How amazing is that? And Lord, come quickly, come quickly, but protect us in the work, and we know we are invincible until we have finished your purpose in us. So, Lord, just thank you for what you've done. We bless Chaplain John. We thank you for his obedience, his faithfulness, his commitment, his passion, his compassion, his generosity, his tenacity. And we bless Ingall German, Lord, and we just thank you for that connection that will spark another phase in Chaplain John's life. And we thank you for the steps of you that you order for us, and we're just going to walk in them. We're going to be obedient and seize every opportunity. And thank you again for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you have planned for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And I think that's, we've got everybody covered here. Now, Brother Charles, did I get you?
No, sir.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it's hard going after all these ladies.
All right. So now what I'm going to do is you're going to go first.
Okay. They're great prayers, and I think everything's pretty much been covered, but I'll go ahead and let the Lord. So anyway, Heavenly Father, we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in this great country of ours. We do have a lot of just the wickedness abounds, Lord, from the top, the rot at the top. And Lord, thank you for President Trump being elected, Lord, to replace this man that is giving awards to people that it's just, it boggles the mind, the people that hate you, Lord. So I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America, and in it would reach all the way to Israel, Lord, to the unbelieving Jewish brothers and sisters, the unbelieving Jews would become our brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. So I do thank you for all that you have done for us. You did give us a reprieve, so to speak, with the election of President Trump, I believe. And we do thank you so much for that, Lord. I thank you that you heard our prayers. And if you heard our prayers for that and carried him all the way through, you can. I know that you'll hear our prayers for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're due for it, Lord, and according to your timetable. And Chaplain John's pointed that out. So I just pray, Lord, that it comes sooner rather than later, and let it begin with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Thank you, Chaplain.
Yeah, let me get then, let me have prayer. Father, may the great anointing on Oral Roberts, Lord, may it catch fire in us, Lord. The great move of the Holy Spirit, Lord. You used him, you know, like 2 or 3 generations ago in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. And there's still power listening to him. That one on the faith and the fearful. I don't think it was a full sermon, Lord, but it was so powerful. There is an anointing on him to charge our faith. Amazing, amazing. I want to thank you for him. So, Lord, we're looking for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America, Lord, and we're looking for it to move, Lord, to move east and west, north and south, move into Canada, Lord, move into Mexico, all the other Central American countries. A huge harvest, Lord, huge, sweeping the nation and beyond, Lord, into Canada, down into Central America, South America. The end time harvest, Lord. The great end time, the latter rain. Thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you. Lord, just like the yesteryear, Lord, where it just changed the whole course of the nation, Lord. And I pray that that power surge from you, the power of the Holy Spirit, so many people, Lord, repenting and coming to Christ, so many, Lord, that are all walks of life, Lord, all walks of life. And it's going to put a power surge into the nation, Lord, a tremendous power surge. And your people are going to be edified, greatly edified. And politicians are going to come to you and they'll stop taking bribes and lying, Lord. They'll be truthful. The police, it'll touch the police, Lord. I pray same with doctors and medical, Lord. It's been so compromised, terribly compromised, Lord. And people trust their doctors, Lord. And they're being lied to on so many levels. A huge move. Lord, we want to see the homosexuals, especially as it touches marriage. We want to see a great move, Lord. And no matter how much time is left, going back to marriage between a man and a woman, this perverted stuff of Satan, Lord, that can take place in the tribulation period, but not now. Not now. In Jesus' name, Lord, we want that rolled back. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we're asking fire in the pulpits, Lord. Fire in the belly of the preachers. Not nice, smooth sermons, Lord. But we need them on sin and repentance. And Jesus' shed blood and him being raised from the dead, healing the brokenhearted. That's what we need to hear, Lord. All across the country. All across. Lord, I ask that this revival would revive us back to truth. There's so much tampering now, Lord. Very sophisticated on the covenant now. The Jews are back in the land. They're a nation. Israel's a nation. The capital is Jerusalem. They speak Hebrew. Shekels for money. And there is this battle with Islam over Jerusalem. A real battle, Lord. And these, they deny reality, Lord. They go, there's something seriously wrong with their faith, Lord. They claim to know you, but they deny the literalness, the reality of your word. And they bring in more, they're false teachers, Lord. This has to, Lord, really enrage you. Because you can put prophetic words right in their face, right now. It's in their face, and they deny it. There's something serious wrong with them when it comes to Israel, Lord, and the everlasting covenant. So, Lord, we pray for victory there, Lord, that part of that great revival would revive them in the truth, Lord. And we also pray for a move of the Spirit in Israel. Lord, the reports I get back is the structure of the church in Israel is very poor, Lord. The prophetic word, you think that in Israel they would be on top of it, but they're not, Lord. And a lot of doctrines out there despise the rapture. It's the blessed hope. It's you coming for your bride, and they despise it, Lord. It's bizarre. It's really bizarre, and they want to put it off. They want to put the marriage off, Lord. So all of this, and so many other things, Lord. The great outpouring of the Holy Spirit can smooth it all out, Lord. Thank you. We praise you and thank you. The great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Latter-day rain, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We want to be directly involved in this, Lord. Whatever way it can be done, Lord. However, Lord, we want to be involved in it. We don't want to be on the sidelines, Lord. We want to be right there in the midst, Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And one of the ways we can do it is the brochures, Lord. So we're asking for a move that these brochures, Lord, it's kind of strange where in Kenya, East Africa actually, in Nigeria, Pakistan, Lord, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal. There's a tremendous request for them, Lord. Incredible. Not so much here, Lord. Strange. In fact, everything has kind of stopped. Doesn't seem to be an interest right now in the Broken Hearted brochure or any of the others, Lord. Strange. So, Lord, this is the hour for the prophetic word. This is the very hour of it. With what we see going on, Lord, with Israel and the covenant and Jerusalem, Lord, we got to go back 2,000 years to when you walked the earth for the literalness of it and the fulfillment of prophecy. You were living prophecy, Lord. So, again, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit and renewing, putting things right back in order, Lord. So great that the homosexual agenda will melt in front of it, Lord. So great that the abortion industry is going to dry up, Lord. So great, Lord, that politicians will repent and do your will, Lord. Thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you. And then, Lord, I want to bring before you President Trump. And, Lord, strange feeling because our own government wants to kill him. They've attempted already. It's amazing. The two assassins, you don't hear anything, attempted assassin. Well, one's dead. We know nothing about him. Nothing. The other guy's in prison. We know nothing about him. Strange, Lord. Really strange. Have to be, Lord, that they were somehow government agents, Lord, in on the killing of him. Just plain evil, Lord. So we're asking now that you will protect him right to the election and beyond, the election in Israel, Lord. And you've raised them up. There's a certain reason why you've raised him up, Lord. And we're asking that that'll be fulfilled. He can't be brought down, Lord. He cannot in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, he cannot be brought down. He's going to surge right ahead for you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you and thank you, Lord. Thank you. What a time. What a time we live. Now, Lord, there's strange things going on in America. And whatever it is, it can't be good. But, Lord, there is this, like, fog. But they're calling it a chemical fog. Mostly in the East Coast. But whole states are involved in it. Lord, I pray for our protection. Lord, bring the truth out what this is and stop it, Lord. Stop it. Believe it's man-made. Then, Lord, these drones. No statement from the federal government, Lord. No statement from the military, Lord. Of course, that's bizarre, Lord. And then Biden has literally ferried I think 50,000 Venezuelan, like, terrorists into the country, Lord, brought in by the federal government. And, Lord, I pray now for the protection for terrorism here, Lord. Biden was an agent of destruction, and everybody around him, and the Democrat Party. Lord, but you have President Trump there, and I'm asking quickly, Lord, this terrorism, potential terrorism, be brought under control, Lord. Brought under control. And that there will be a movement of the gospel here, the greatest of them all, Lord. There was the great revival of, the first great awakening of 1741, then the second great awakening, Lord, with Pastor McCready in 1800. The third great awakening with Jeremiah Lampier, 1857. Then, Lord, there was another great awakening in 1906 with Brother Seymour. And then, Lord, starting in 1966 or 68, I think it was 68. Huh. I know it was May. There was the Jesus Revolution, Lord, and that was Chuck Smith and Lonnie Frisbee. Lord, and that shook the country. It took us, Lord, from college campuses burning and cities and revolution and all, and all of a sudden things went quiet, Lord. Quiet. That's the move of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Sweeping, especially the college students, in the huge numbers into you, Lord. Now, Lord, we're 56 years off. And we're asking for another great outpouring. 56 years ago, the last great outpouring was started. It lasted about 8 years, I guess. Yeah, 8 years in around there. So, Lord, we'd like this revival to burn right up to the rapture, Lord. Right going to be with you in revival. Right going to be with you in the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you've done, Lord. All you've done. And the last thing, Lord, praying along with, I know Sister Gigi, and I don't know who else prayed, but we do pray for Zephaniah, Lord. It must be real, real, real serious because I have not heard from him. I have no way. The only one is the Bishop Omai, and I tried, Lord, and there was no contact through the internet to reach him, through him, to get to him. Thank you. Or we can come to you with this or asking that you would open up the channels with Pastor Zephaniah. We can get an update, Lord, in prayer and see how we can help him. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the videos tonight with Oral Roberts, Lord. Great, great anointing on him. Great. We thank you now in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Sister Sharon, all in all, I think it was a great night.
So do I.
Okay. Gigi and Randy?
Yes, it was very good. It was very good to listen to Oral Roberts preaching, you know, in the past like that. Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, and what the final say on that is Randy. Is he there?
Randy's here.
Okay. Did you? I'm just checking.
He is here, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Do you concur with your wife?
I concur.
Yes, he does. Okay. He does, yeah.
All right.
He does.
And then we have Brother Charles.
Yes, sir. Great night and great prayers. And really appreciate everything. And thank you as always, Chaplain.
Do you follow baseball?
No, sir. It's one sport I've really never followed that much.
Well, I think perhaps one of the greatest leadoff batters was Ricky Henderson. He just passed away, by the way. So you're going to be our Ricky Henderson here now.
Okay, sounds good. I'm tired of being the thorn.
No, I can just hear Sister Sharon say, "Oh, it's so hard to follow Brother Charles' prayer."
I doubt that, but
that is too funny because you get that feeling when somebody's done their prayer and they've done such a beautiful, beautiful prayer, and then all of a sudden you hear Chaplain John go, "Your turn, Sharon."
Yeah, but and it's like
No,
Sister Sharon and Brother Charles. No, it's like, okay, we'll just take Rita. Rita prays, and it's a wonderful prayer. And then Sharon, you're next, right? I'm not thinking, well, you know, Sister Rita had this wonderful prayer. And then what are you going to do? Well, you just flow. I mean, you can double up on her prayer. You can tell the Lord, "Lord, I agree with Sister Rita. I agree with Sister Kathy." And you know, and in that agreement, I pray for even a greater outpouring. So you don't look at the person before you, Charles, or anyone else.
That's what I did tonight. tonight I was with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I really worked hard on emphasizing that in my prayer.
Yeah, there you go.
And so really, really enjoyed that.
Good.
And
good.
He likes to hear from all of us, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
okay, Sister Rita, anything in closing? Whoops, I have her muted.
No, it just was a great time of fellowship.
Amen.
And I am so grateful to my Lord, my God, my Savior, that I have found you guys to fellowship with.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It's been such a blessing. I know I've told you this, but it's been such a blessing since the first night that I have found you guys. And I just want to say that my prayer for each and every one of us that is listening now is that each of us will come to love the Lord God with our whole heart, soul, and mind, that we won't be lukewarm. Because if you're lukewarm, he'll spit you out of his mouth. And that's really what I want to say more than anything, is that I want us here on this line to be on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All right. So, and then Sister Kathy?
Yes, and we are the one that determines how hot our fire gets, so we can't blame anybody else if our wood is wet or if we let the fire go out like you did that freezing cold night. But here's the deal, too. I am so glad our prayers are not weighed, measured, or graded.
Right.
We are are free of anything.
Right.
Except giving our best to the Master.
Right. You remember my first comment after I prayed the first time here in Abba Father. I said, well, that'll get us maybe a C. And Chaplain John started laughing. He goes, Sharon, you don't get graded for your prayers. You don't get a grade on them. You know, but I was so embarrassed for my first time praying. I just was just overwhelmed, you know, so. And I love it more and more each time I pray.
Amen. And here we are 10 years later.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. I don't know. Time is just all knotted up and twisted up. But I don't think I left anybody out. We touched everybody. All right. So tomorrow we'll have Brother Dave here. We're looking at the week in review. And always it's jam-packed full of just information heading towards the coming of the Lord. Amen? Amen. All right.
Amen.
So everyone have a good night. And let me go right here. So what I like to do is I like to open up with We Are One in the Spirit. The show. I like that. One in the Spirit. And then closing is Send the Fire. How's that?
That's awesome.
All right, here we go. Send the Fire.
O God of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift today we claim.
Send the fire.
Hear our cry.